أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والنجم إذا هوى ما ضل صاحبكم وما غوى وما ينطق عن الهوى إن هو إلا وحي يوحى صدق الله العظيم. As we would gauge that these are the opening ayat of Surah An-Najm, Allah تبارك وتعالى revealed the surah to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the Makki period before the hijrat of our Nabi Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. As a matter of fact, this is one of the earlier surahs that had been revealed to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to the extent that Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala anhu used to say that this surah was amongst the first surahs that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam recited very openly amongst the people of Makkah Mukarramah. This is also the first surah in which Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had revealed an ayah of sajda. Inshallah, with regards to that, we'll discuss towards the end of the surah. But one needs to understand that we generally learn in madrasa that Iqra was the first surah to be revealed, and Iqra also has a sajda. But we need to also know that it was the first five verses of Iqra that was the first revelation upon our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So hence, those were not any ayats of sajda. The surah, like the surahs before, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala takes a qasam, Allah ta'ala takes an oath, and we have discussed that Allah Rabbul Izzat, when He takes an oath, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants to emphasize the subject of the oath will be of great emphasis, that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala wants to impact on the minds of the reciters or the listeners of the Quran Sharif, and Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala wants to show an absolute important aspect of it. And perhaps now going 1400 odd years after Nubuwat, whatever comes after this qasam undoubtedly is of great importance and great relevance to this ummah of our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam at this particular point in life. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says, "One najmi idha hawa." Allah says, qasam of the star when it sets. The word hawa actually means to plunge, to fall. And here all the commentators have agreed that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is taking the qasam of the stars. Allah ta'ala is taking the qasam especially at the time when the stars set. Now we discussed a little bit about this before, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when He speaks about the stars, وَالَّذِي جَعَلَ لَكُمُ النُّجُومَ لِتَهْتَدُوا بِهَا فِي ظُلُمَاتِ الْبَرِّ وَالْبَحْرِ, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that man, Allah created the stars, and man through the stars gain guidance. Absolutely dark night, and there is no sun, obviously, and a person is traveling on this earth, on the land, or a person is traveling on the sea, then he needs direction. Understand, those days there were no GPS, compasses were not freely available, etc. And hence Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reveals this ayah in that context, that if man has knowledge about the formation of the stars, then one would be able to take direction from the stars as stars and reach his or her destination. Now, here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala takes qasam that when those stars have also set and now there is no real direction on the earth, there's darkness, there's no sun, there's no one to ask. And here Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala now depicts a picture of absolute darkness, absolute jahiliya, absolute ignorance. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, مَا ضَلَّ صَاحِبُكُمْ وَمَا غَوَىٰ, O mankind, your sahib, your companion, that is Hazrat Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, has neither deviated, وَمَا غَوَىٰ, and nor is he in error. Your sahib, your companion, Hazrat Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is on 100% on the truth, he is on the sirat, he is on the straight path. Whichever, whatever he is talking about, whatever he has been guiding, that guidance is 100%. This is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's absolute and total certification of our Nabi Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Now again, if we go back to the time of the revelation of this ayah, much of those people who would hear this ayah were people that had not embraced Islam as yet. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not say that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam or the Nabi of Allah has neither deviated nor is he in error. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is using this word sahib, your companion, somebody that you either grew up with him from birth, somebody whom you have observed from birth, somebody whom you have known, somebody whom you yourself had called him Al-Amin, most trustworthy. Leave the fact that you've called him Al-Amin, you have placed your amanat, you have placed all your valuable belongings in his hands to look after your material property. That is that sahib that you yourself discovered is Al-Amin. He has never deviated from the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, nor is he in any error with regards to whatever he is telling you, that this wahi, this revelation is coming down from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He has not deviated, he is not in error when he speaks about the life beyond this world, the life of the qabr, the hereafter. He is not in error when he says that this kitab, this Quran is the word of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He is not in error when he speaks about Jannah and Jahannam. And hence in this way, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala certifies without any doubt whatsoever the truth about Nabi Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And hence Allah says, وَمَا يَنْطِقُ عَنِ الْهَوَىٰ. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam does not speak from the desire of his soul. In huwa illa wahyun yuha, that whatever Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, most certainly it is wahi, revelation that has been revealed to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Inshallah we'll continue with that aspect. May Allah ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdihi, ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, astaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.